Well, new technology improved. People became interested in new subject areas. We wanted to know more and more about the details of physiology, and so the new subject areas sprang up with a lot of interest in them. Endocrinology, for example, was beginning about before the 50s, but certainly in earnest about that time. We found that there were lots of control factors over reproduction, over behavior, over migration patterns, and so on, and that endocrines and an interplay of the endocrine system with the central nervous system was very important. So we wanted to know more about that. In addition to that, we had learned about genetics and knew a lot about Mendelian genetics, but we knew there was much more to this story. If we could just get into the details and find out what was unique about the gene itself that would allow animals to develop into what they develop to. We go from two cells in fertilization that have half of the necessary chromosomes to a combination that then grows into a whole new organism. Now that is was an absolute mystery for a long time. And so along the way, about this time, Watson and Crick proposed a structure for DNA and the potential for simply a few chemicals and a few molecular arrangements to create a tremendous array of potential programming that the gene could do in guiding cell development. And that's exactly how it's turned out in large part. I mean, we now know, and so you ask what caused this to turn. Well, the interest in genetics flourished, the interest in microbiology. We learned more about smaller and smaller elements, roles that diseases played in growth and development and survival and life histories, etc. So we have we've gone to molecular levels in biology, and we did that starting about in the 50s and 60s, and so that took off. Molecular biology in all of its forms, including physiological issues, the nature of muscle contraction, how do muscles contract, whence cometh the energy for that, what is ATP, how does it play a role in the functioning of all of these vertebrate groups that we see doing so many wonderful things, like flying or swimming or running or jumping. You know, we wanted to know about that, and so we have moved to molecular biology, we've moved to endocrinology, we've moved to advanced physiology and genetics, and on into the realm of the unknown. That's what people in science do. Mm-hmm. They say, well, okay, we know this now, but what we don't understand is such and such. So we need to, and that's where the research goes. Mm-hmm. That's just, you know, the continuing search for new knowledge. Mm-hmm. And you don't always have control over what direction it's going to take. The data tell you what you can say if you have been thoughtful enough to write it down. And then often what you can say simply allows you to ask a new and more difficult question that may require new and more sophisticated and intricate equipment. So that's how science has progressed. And so we've gone away from natural history in many ways, and the folks who were active and set the stage for much of what's happened and much of the opportunity here today are the people we've been talking about.
Mm-hmm. So they moved, in a sense, from a qualitative observational system to a quantitative with ecology or with molecular, trying to say how much ATP, how much, you know, what is the population size, or look into more quantitative populations as opposed to descriptive science.
Well, that's true. I think descriptive science was satisfactory for a long time until we began to learn that in experimentation if you can replicate an experiment and multiple times and get results that all augur in the same direction or that are very tight fitting in terms of what they tell you, then you have a stronger case than simply having made the observation once and written it down. And so we have out of this effort then to bring ourselves more into the experimental realm and out of the beyond the observational realm, we've added statistics and biometrics and other kinds of metrics to evaluate, bioassays, for example, to evaluate what we're doing. And so that growth has also taken off, and now our Department of Natural Resources has two of the stronger statistical minds on the campus now, in Dr. Cooch and Sullivan. And there are others of us who have knowledge of that area, but in my case, I came along at a time and actually have a minor in statistics, but my knowledge about that pales in comparison to what people have done in the last 25 years with biometrics. So the world has changed.
That's interesting.
And continues to change.
Sure.
And it's remarkable. Out of some of this has come wonderful investigative technology, and on the other hand, some almost irrational level kinds of weaponry that could destroy much of what we once learned to appreciate, including human life. So.